This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
Como estas? You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today's episode is all about the new music. We have new tracks from Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and the United States. And something I really like about today's episode, hermano Josh, is the fact that we have some exciting new bands, young musicians, but also some veterans who are returning with some of their best work ever. I really love that combination of the old and the new, wouldn't you say?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And I thought we could start the show with a veteran, or at least semi-veteran artist. I guess she's been around now for 10 years as an artist. I'm talking about Mexican alt-pop star Jimena Sariñana, who started out originally, I believe, as a telenovela soap opera actress, but very talented singer-songwriter. And she's celebrating the release of a new album. And the album is called Donde Bailaran Las Niñas. Ernesto, I was kind of wondering if that was a response to the Maná album, Donde Jugaran Los Niños, or even the Molotov album, Donde Jugaran Las Niñas, but I'll have to leave that for Jimena to answer.
Oh, absolutely, Josh. Yes, Jimena, in fact, mentioned both albums, and especially she's fond of the Molotov record that she grew up with, listening to that as a teen. So absolutely, the reference. So it's like the third, in a way, continuation of that name.
Well, that's hilarious, Ernesto. You're more astute than I am. I'm really digging this track we're going to start things off with. This is a new song called No Sé, and it's off Jimena Sariñana's latest album, Donde Bailaran Las Niñas.
Con tequila arreglemos el paisaje. Tú mantienes el viaje. No demores ni maquilles los amores. Cuando estás cerca, hoy me siento tan bien. Si te acercas un poquito más, no sé. Siempre le
Hi, my name is Jimena Sariñana, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica from LA. We just heard Andy Vargas, who, if his voice sounds familiar, is because he's best known to listeners as the lead singer of Santana. He's been the lead vocalist for Santana for almost 20 years now. He's just getting around to releasing his first English language single. I'm loving that track, The Beat. Ernesto, I know it's not your cup of tea, but I've always been a fan of straight up anthemic Latin rock in the vein of Santana himself or Los Lobos and Los Lonely Boys. And speaking of Santana, we actually have brand new music from Santana, right, Ernesto?
Absolutely. And I wanted to tell you, Josh, that even though, yeah, that genre is not necessarily my cup of tea, I love this Andy Vargas track, The Beat. And of course, listening to the voice of Andy Vargas makes me think of listening to Santana. And isn't it great that Carlos is still releasing new music? Remember back in the sort of 80s, he was releasing like an album a year, a lot of music, and then he started spacing out these releases. But finally, he's come up with some great new songs, especially a collaboration that we're going to listen to today with singer Buica, who I absolutely love the sound of her voice. And I think Santana's guitar with Buica's voice is like a marriage made in heaven. So here they are, Buica with Santana and Los Invisibles.
Yo me vuelvo al agua y el copeo a él. Yo me vuelvo al agua y el copeo a él. Y copeo a él. Por la guarí, nene bona. Por la guarí, nene bona, yeah. O ver ahí a lo ya para na. Atala para la bola, nejo, y eso es the way.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Não vê tá na cara, suporta a bandeira de mim. Pra quem não tem nada a esconder, olha minha cara, é só mistério, não tem segredo. Vem cá, não tem abrigo, a água é potável, daqui você pode beber. Pra quem não tem nada a esconder, olha minha cara, é só mistério, não tem segredo. Vem cá, não tem abrigo, a água é potável, daqui você pode beber.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to the new music of 2019. And we just heard Infinito Particular by Tribalistas. Now, I had a wonderful experience recently, a couple of weeks ago, Josh. I went with my daughter to see Tribalistas live. Now, of course, this is a collective. It's a supergroup from Brazil that changed the history of Brazilian music in 2002 with their legendary self-titled album. They never toured at the time. They were too busy with their individual careers. And when I'm talking about Tribalistas, I'm talking about Marisa Monchi and Arnaldo Antunes and Carlinhos Brown. three stars in their own right who together form the collective known as Tribalistas. And it's a collective that's also musical, but philosophical, political, cultural as well. Well, Tribalistas returned with a second album in 2017, and they finally did a world tour that has just concluded. It lasted a year. They played a little theater in LA, which was amazing. And something I loved about the show was not only the tracks by Tribalistas per se, but also some individual solo tracks that they were played as Tribalistas. And we just heard Infinito Particular. It's a traditional samba. Of course, this is a hit by Marisa Monchi on her own, but I thought it sounded great. This is from the newly released live album Tribalistas Ao Vivo. And since we're in Brazil, I think it's time to visit the neighboring brothers of Argentina, right?
Yes, Ernesto. And it's funny because usually I'm the rocker on this show. I'm the one who wants the up-tempo, rockin', often blues rock-influenced music. And yet, Ernesto, you really surprised me. And I got kind of obsessed with this track you shared with me the other day. It's a group from Argentina I was not familiar at all with called Amel. And this song, Entre Planetas. And I asked you, I was like, how did you find this? What is this? Because I looked on Spotify, they didn't really have very high numbers. And then you mentioned out to me that this group is produced by Tweety Gonzalez, very important producer of Argentine and Latin music in general, and also a former keyboard player for the iconic rock band Soda Stereo. So, you know, Ernesto, just tell us a little bit about this, because this one just caught me completely off guard.
Well, every once in a while, Tweet is kind enough to send me some new music for the show. And I have to tell you, I do believe that Tweety Gonzalez at this point is the most influential producer working in the field of Latin rock. It's just amazing. Not only rock, but also Latin alternative in general, the umbrella term that we love to use to define this music. And he's been producing a bunch of great solo acts and bands. Of course, if you remember, Tweety has an affinity not only for Cerati, for Soda Stereo, but also for Fito Páez, and especially for Luis Alberto Spinetta, the godfather of Argentinian rock, who sadly passed away a few years back. Well, Amel is a band that has a Spinetta connection. And it's interesting because before I knew this, I listened to the first moments of the song we're going to listen to by Amel. I thought, whoa, this is really Spinettista. This is like Spinetta influenced. And of course, it's Spinetta's own brother who's the leader of the band, Amel. This is not the first album, Las Cosas Pasan, produced by Tweety Gonzalez. We're going to listen to the opening track, and yeah, it's a rocker and I absolutely love it, like just like you do, Josh. This is Amel with the song Entre Planetas.
Que
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from LA. We just heard a band, Migrant Motel. And, you know, Ernesto, I always use a loose definition of Latin Alternative on this show. Migrant Motel features two members from Peru and Mexico, respectively, born there, but living in the United States. They sing in English. And, you know, I think this group, Migrant Motel, they had some success on their previous album with the song called New Religion, which wound up on a bunch of Spotify rock music playlists. And I've just been a fan. If you're a fan of just pure rock in the vein of newer groups like Rival Sons or Greta Van Fleet or Royal Blood, Migrant Motel might be for you. That track was called Different Kind of Leather. And if you like the music you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook. Our ID is The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in Spotify or iTunes, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. We are now going to head from the U.S. down to Montevideo, Uruguay, one of my favorite places, for a new collaboration between the Uruguayan MC Santi Mostafa, and he got to team up with his childhood hero, Kimo the Blaxican, the pioneering bilingual MC from the group Delinquent Habits, who had a big hit in the mid-90s with the song Tres Delincuentes. I remember seeing it on MTV quite a bit in my college years. Anyway, Kimo teamed up with Santi for a brand new track called Piola. Let's take a listen.
Pecho a la bala, bang, bang. La bala a dos pájaros al hilo. Mi don, mi maldición, one punch man. Por amor o por las dudas, deal with it, primo. Mi actitud es María Marta, bang, bang. Todos bla, bla, como se hizo, como se hizo. Va para ahí, mijo, bang, bang. Dame 15 pesos, alto guiso. Tengo la meta entre ceja y ceja. Transformar en champán mi vino lija. Dejar en cero mi foja, jaja. De baja, rajar de tu club de boludos a manija, donde el jefe baraja fajos y a mí solo me dejan las migajas.
Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
El californio, buen pistolero, cabrón, esa taratrucha. Tranquilo y bajito la mano. El veterano que camina con la sombra de Babos. Filoso la palabra enterrada que dito. Y al que no le guste, pues que soplen un pito. Quédanme cateados, garrotazo y cinto. Me I stay chill, viola limpio. Ay cabrón, que ya llegó el negrito. Mata micros y les cae a los hijos. Chile verde, la llorona a grito. Dos, tres chelas, tequila y pisco. Asesino de la barra y letra. No se metan con mi miel y cajeta. Ya me he visto que yo cargo maleta. Metralleta, esa rima ruleta.
Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
Yo, 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 what up? This is Santi from Montevideo, Uruguay. You are listening to Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Mil voces llenas de espíritu llenando el vacío. Vamos habitándolo con cuerpo, abriendo el camino. Mil voces llenas de espíritu llenando el vacío. Invita a flotar. Cuando se abre la tierra.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. From Argentina, we just heard one of my favorite new groups in some time, a group called Femina. And it's a very intriguing group. Three young ladies who just have these great harmonies. I just think the vocals mesh very nicely together. And the song was produced by the British, by way of Colombia, producer Quantic. I just cannot get this song stuck out of my head, Ernesto.
And let's continue in that female vein and also in Argentina. Now we're going to listen to Amor Elefante, one of our favorite bands here at the Latin Alternative. In fact, they were recently in LA, and this is so interesting, Josh. You know, I go often to Buenos Aires, and I always wanted to catch Amor Elefante in concert, and I couldn't. I always missed them whenever I went there. They weren't playing. And would you believe it that they came to LA for a few days, and they played in a little club in the neighborhood of Highland Park. So I got to see them finally in concert, an unforgettable show, 15 minutes away from my house here in LA. Well, Amor Elefante has the new album out called Billetes Falsos, which is very different from their last record, Oriente. It's more, in a way, more edgy, more dance-friendly. It's darker in its textures, sort of darkly hued record. Some wonderful harmonies as well. So here they are, Amor Elefante, with one of my favorite songs of the new record. This is San Cayetano.
Intenciones. pensás en vos, nada más. Por eso es que tenés un montón de deudas.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Allow me to do the game.
So Josh, this is a great track, and I understand you needed some help pronouncing the name of the band. Thank God that I was born in Argentina. So we just heard Usted Señálemelo. It's not easy to pronounce, is it?
No, Ernesto. Aunque hablo español con fluidez, even though I speak fluently, this is a tongue twister that even, you know, I think the English equivalent, I would be unable to pronounce. But I really like this group. I was unfamiliar with them. And then I recently had some time, quality time, you could say, spent with Juan Campodónico, member of Bajo Fondo, one of the most important Latin electronic groups, who mixed tango with electronic music. And he played me a new song from their forthcoming album that was considerably more rockin' than usual by Bajo Fondo standards. And I said, well, what is this? Like, you don't usually have this kind of rock sound. He said, oh, it's a collaboration with this hot new Argentine indie rock band. And I had never heard of them. But then I spent some time listening on Spotify, and I was obsessed with that track, Laser or Laser 420, and it's off, you know, Ernesto, I'm gonna let you pronounce it again. It's off their latest album, Dos, but I'm gonna let you say it.
By the band Usted Señálemelo. And remember, Josh, that I told you recently that I was just in awe of how many Brazilian artists in their 70s, mi hermano, are still producing some amazing new music.
Yes, Ernesto. I feel like this must be something in the water that enhances their creativity into the late age.
Something in the water in Brazil for sure, because we've been playing all this amazing music by the likes of Gal Costa, Gilberto Gil, Chico Buarque. And now it's Lo Borges. It's his turn. Now, Lo Borges, Josh, made a name for himself in the 70s, in the early 70s, as part of the infamous collective Clube da Esquina from Bahia with Milton Nascimento. Lo Borges was one of the key collaborators of Milton Nascimento on this album that is now considered a classic of Brazilian music. And then, in 1972, he released a self-titled debut album. It's really one-of-a-kind record. I really recommend that you listen to it. This LP, it's sort of like a psychedelic postmodern, samba, rootsy, abstract masterpiece of Brazilian rock. Well, Lo Borges continues to release great music in the guise of a new single. This is M. Outras Canções, in other songs by Lo Borges from Brazil.
Certas outras, mergulhar no som, sem medo de chegar, noite virar manhã, viajar no mais profundo, e ao começo de tudo, e cantar pra você, e ao começo de tudo, e cantar.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica. We just heard the band Vinilo Versus with their latest single, Ultra Violenta, or Ultra Violent. Vinilo Versus, originally from Venezuela, I believe the member is now living in both Miami and Mexico City, just due to a lot of the chaos happening in their own country. But always happy to have new music. If you're a fan of that kind of harder edge, blues-influenced rock and roll, definitely check out this band. They have several great albums in their catalog. Again, Vinilo Versus. And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in both Spotify, iTunes, or heading to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, since we listened to Femina and Amor Elefante, how about we complete a trilogy of female vocalists from Argentina and sort of alternative rock?
That certainly sounds up my alley, Ernesto. I'd love to hear it.
Well, we're going to listen to Rosal, and this is a band. I remember a very astute music journalist from Argentina, and his name is Humphrey. He mentioned Rosal to me back, I think, in 2006. He really recommended them. And yeah, he was right. This is one of the strongest, I would say, alternative bands in Argentina. Still going strong, just released a new EP. This is a few months old, but I really wanted to bring it to the attention of our listeners. So we're going to end with Rosal and this wonderful track, really dreamy and cinematic. Nada que decir. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
vuelvo a sentirlo. Cuando lo encuentro, vuelve a andar el camino. No le prendo fuego para verlo crecer, solo contemplarse da por única vez. Es por eso que crece mi abrazo.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.